This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and thank you for taking the time to you know, just to text us, to tweet, to send messages, to do all those things I keep asking people to do. And I know you're trying. I know you're there with, what they say, I know you're there with me. You're at least there with me in spirit, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us after the break. He's the fellow. We've had him on several times. I'm going to start having him on more often. And the reason I say it is because the guy has called quite a few of the last elections, presidential elections, that is. He's called some of the other races. I mean, it's not, for him, it's not just simply looking at the polls and asking people who's going to. I'm always wary of a poll. I want to know how the question was asked, who it was asked to, how many people it went to, what their leanings were, that kind of stuff. I'm always interested in that. I'm having him on because he just wrote a piece about Trump's government shutdown. He asked the question, will Trump allow a government shutdown? Now, he has said, he signaled, he's tweeted out that he would. And I know it's making the other, and I think that's one of the reasons they don't get behind him. They're so afraid of this guy. No, really, they are so afraid of this guy. It's sickening. All right, let's see how many of you are true. And I mean true humanitarians. This makes me crazy. So apparently, people are writing emails, they're writing notes, they're doing all kinds of stuff, telling Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg that they will donate parts and pieces of their body to her to keep her alive. I'm not joking, I'm serious. She says she has another 5 years on the court. I don't think so. No, really. I mean, because if she's doing it out of spite and hate, you know what that does to the body, right? She won't last that long. Now, she wants to try to remain on the court until Democrats have a president who's able to replace her. Clearly being optimistic about 2020, she was one of the ones, too, that said Trump would never be president. But, see, again, she's one of the ones that needs to recuse herself from anything that has to do with Trump, because she hates him, she openly hates him, and she's spoken about it. So anyhow, I mean, and the left, they're so desperate to make sure she stays to help her out. Now, Ginsburg told reporters Sunday night, she says, I'm 85 now, but that her senior colleague, Justice Paul Stevens, he stepped down when he was 90. She says, so I think I can go 5 more years. Remember something, these seats were never meant to be held that long. These seats were never meant to be life appointments. Look it up. Do your own homework. The Supreme Court icon and longtime tennis partner of the late Justice Antonin Scalia has a great workout routine, but just in case it can't guarantee immortality, there are plenty of people stepping up. Dear Justice Ginsburg, says Sue, I'm so happy to hear that you're going to serve until you're 90. If you need any organs, let me know. I'm your girl. God. Kathy writes, I would give Ruth Bader Ginsburg any of my vital organs at this point before or after my death. Well, Vital organs usually mean they're the ones you have to have. I don't know if you were aware of that. Just saying. I've changed my organ status because of you now to donor. I'm hoping if you need one, I'd be more than happy to give you one. One person says, I'll give you all of them if they help you stay in there. Come on, really? Seriously? Are these people freaks or is it my imagination? Come on, think about it. I mean, I wouldn't give Trump all my stuff. Not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me, spend with us. You know, you would have thought that by now, that Trump may have been able to make better inroads into the crazy that's going on some of these college campuses, being able to tighten up some of the money that's going on these college campuses. But I guess that's not going to happen anytime soon, because you got another one, too. Academics from across the Southeast recently gathered for, are you ready for this one? An all-y'all social justice series. I don't believe that anybody who speaks like that is really interested in social justice like this.
They don't, because they're not Yankees.
I was making fun of the South there. See? Yeah. If you're saying all y'all, you're from the South, right? So why would you, as an all y'all, why would you promote a social justice series? Unless they're showing them how to stop it. The series is focused on combating, you ready for this one? Whiteness. Here, I'll help you combat whiteness. Go to the beach. That'll combat whiteness. You know what I'm saying? Workshops were discussing topics like, hey, shattered the glass ceiling of whiteness, dismantling whiteness in one feature, had a list of ally commandments that called on white folks to recognize your privilege. Let me help you with that. No. Not going to happen. And it's really funny because they really believe in this. They really believe that whiteness is a sickness. It's a problem. It gets in the way of society. That's what they really believe. Isn't that kind of thinking, isn't that in and of itself racist? I mean, again, I didn't graduate from college. I don't have, as you know, very big vocabulary to draw from. But I know that that's racist. Calling out one color over another, that's racist. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, Dr. Gerardo Lomero joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're really going to enjoy him. You're listening to The Real Side. Head over to the website. Give me your email address. Come on. Be busy. Do something. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We are back. Not really.
Yes, sir. I'm Cuban Pete.
There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. He's just gonna know a button to hit. And really, seriously, somebody's got to put instructions on this thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you guys, I teased you a few weeks back about a new announcement we had about a possible network we were going to be affiliated with. Sit tight. We're almost there. We're getting close, and I'll let you know when we finally get to it. But I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, again, on the air or in the chat room or texting or tweeting, and just truly, truly just being involved in the conversation. And whether you're with me or you're doing it on the, you know, we've got the Facebook feed up, we've got a live chat room and all that other fun stuff, get involved, get some ideas, get informed. And I like to get informed, too. Because I don't know half as much as some of you guys really think I know. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked Dr. Gerard Lomero to join me from time to time on the show. I appreciate what he writes. I appreciate his books. His latest book, More Great News for America. Dr. Gerard, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a phenomenal show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. See that? I got one fan. Well, I tell you, right? I got...
You got thousands of fans.
Yeah, but you don't.
I know.
But you don't. Producer Tammy, she doesn't listen to the show. I look at her, go, what did I just say? She goes, I don't know. I wasn't listening to you. So, hey, listen, I got to ask you, and I told somebody this today. We were talking about something, and I said, no, you got to listen to my show. You got to go check out Gerard Lomero, because I'll tell you, they're all talking about the sweep still. I mean, the Republicans are in the toilet, and the sweep that's going to take place this November. I think we're going to have a lot more Democrats crying this November than they know, right?
Well, that's how they were in 2016, too. You know, Hillary was foregone. A winner. I had people telling me Trump shouldn't attend the third debate because he's already lost the election. It's a waste of his time to even attend the debate. And they're the same way now. This thing about a blue wave, that started last fall. And the blue wave went to a blue ripple. And then it went to blue drops. And now it's neither. It's a conservative wave. And it's going to be really different. We're going to have a much more pro-Trump, pro-conservative House and Senate. The Republicans nominally will hold it, but it's going to be a more conservative Republican Party, and I think they're going to pick up to 60 seats, maybe 57, 58, 59. There's a few that are doubtful, but there are a lot of them right now that are going to go Republican.
But, Tucker, explain to people, because a lot of people think, you know, you're just excited, you're a good conservative guy, and you say we're going to do all this stuff. But there's a method to your madness, right?
Absolutely. I do forecasting, and forecasting is not polling. And a lot of the polls have questionable problems with them. Polls are simple. Okay, you call 1,000 people, you write down the results, and then you superimpose the demographics of that group of 1,000 on top of your model for the country. Now, if your model for the country is off, which theirs tend to be, then you get lousy results. If you use modeling that shows, like, where the different groups are going, you know, how are people shifting in their views and that sort of thing, you get much more accurate results, I've found. And I find the only time I'm wrong is if I don't read my own models and believe them. You know, I look at a result and I say, no, there's no way! And I can't believe that. And then I find out I'm wrong. I have to follow the numbers. The numbers don't lie. And you got to follow the numbers. I do forecasting, a little bit like weather. You know, you can make a mistake. You can say it'll snow, and it doesn't. But if you're good at your forecasting, you'll get the weather right most of the time.
But you're actually looking at issues and parts and pieces and that kind of stuff. And when I say that, you know, I just saw a new, I hate to swear with you on the show, I just saw a new poll come out that said that the, you know, global warming, climate change, blah, 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 is pretty much at the bottom of the list for most American voters.
It is.
It's not a winning issue.
It is a non-issue, as was the Helsinki summit. You know, they did a lot of research on people's opinions after the Helsinki. You know, did Trump make a big mistake? Was he too nice to Putin? You know, all sorts of questions. And the answer is that most Americans said, ho-hum. They didn't care. They thought, it's a good idea to talk to the guy. Maybe you can get some concessions out of him. You know, what they said was their big issue then was immigration and border security, and that's what Trump is working on now. And you know what? Him forcing a potential government shutdown is actually increasing his success at the polls in November.
Well, yeah, it's really, but the Democrats are telling you that, you know, the border security or the border issues that most Americans care about is the fact that they don't want a wall. They want open borders, and you're going, no, I don't know what book you're reading. I don't know if you're reading stuff on your head or what, because that's not what's happening, is it?
No, I think they must be reading from Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, because she's pretty far off on her ideas about everything. And also, I don't think she's got economics down, because I don't think she knows where all the money will come for all of her free programs.
Well, she's, first of all, I mean, forgive me, she's 28 years old, okay? What real life lessons has she had? She comes from a family with money. I mean, she's never really had to do anything, as they always say, she's never had to put her name on a check to pay somebody else, you know? And this whole socialism thing, I really believe the Dems, not the old-timers, but I really think the new Democratic Party coming up is thinking that the Americans want us to go further left. They want us to go further in the progressive socialism. But, man, they couldn't be... it could be further from the truth, could it?
No, not at all. And by the way, the Democratic Party is almost over. I give it at most maybe about another year now. It's hard to pull an exact date on when they will shut down. But I'll tell you, the Whig Party was very successful for quite a few years, decades. In the 1800s, they went out of business. And the Democratic Party is showing all the signs of the Whigs. You know, they're purposely ignoring the will of the American voter, left and right. They keep losing elections. They're at their worst state of affairs since the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties. They have leadership issues. They've got a bunch of dinosaurs running the party, and their young people have no knowledge of how to do anything. They're in a delusional democratic socialist world. And you know what? People have joined that pound sign walk away movement.
Oh, yeah, like crazy. Yep.
Are doing that. They're walking away. Sometimes they're becoming independent, sometimes Republican, sometimes they're just pro-Trump. And they're supporting people who are pro-Trump and have those conservative ideals that Trump is pushing. And on and on and on. And by the way, months and months ago, I wrote about people swallowing the red pill. And that has to do with that Matrix movie, you know, about people who wanted to know the truth will swallow the red pill. And the analogy now is, of course, if you want the truth, you start thinking, you start thinking conservative policies and you start getting close to the truth. And the conservatives are so far ahead of these people on the delusional left. That I think the Democratic Party is going to shut down.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit more because it's a little bit of a curveball. And then we're going to talk about shutting down not the party, but the government and how that will actually work for President Trump. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux background, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge in Seattle has blocked the online distribution of blueprints for 3D printed guns. It puts a stop to a settlement the Trump administration had reached with the company that planned to release the documents. In the past 3 days, more than 2,500 people have downloaded Cody Wilson's blueprints for 3D-printed AR-15 assault-style rifles.
Anyone can use it for commercial and non-commercial purposes.
At least 8 states are waging a legal battle against Wilson to block access to the 10 online blueprints that detail how to make 3D-printed firearms from handguns to AR-15-style rifles at home. The plastic weapons are untraceable, practically undetectable, and as deadly as metal weapons. A hearing is scheduled for August 10th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. I do want you to do something. Don't just sit there, as you know how I love to say it. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You got to move. You got to make a difference. You got to do something out there. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and I love when he's on the show with me. He's an author, a political analyst, an expert on forecasting models. And there's a different people, difference, use my full all my English here, between forecasting and polling. And I do agree with him. Doctor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I love being on your show.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's why I try to tell people, too, forecasting and polling. Look, when somebody calls you, and I've been there. I've been on the phone. I know guys that do it, and they want to ask you these questions. It's kind of like you tell them what you think they want to hear so you can get them off the phone, you know?
That's one of about a dozen problems with polls. People giving you the wrong answers. People who want to screw up the media because they're mad at the media and will give you wrong answers. But that's just a couple of problems. There are a lot of problems, one of which, the big one, I think, is the underlying model that it's based on. And you know what? People use models. I know one predictive analytics model by a famous company, by the way, and they've been getting every presidential election right up until 2016. And that was because their model worked in the last American constitutional era. And I talk about those in my book, Great News for America. But those are time periods where the electorate is stable. When we hit 2016, we had a disruptive type election where the electorate started to change in a major way, and it's continuing to change. And what it's changing to is a more conservative electorate. And when they don't want to change their models, they continue to get answers that are wrong.
Well, I agree with you. I love doing it your way. Okay, forecasting, as opposed, like this, like you say, to the polling, because I don't have as many questions. I know you're looking at the issues of the day. You're looking at the demographics of the area. You're looking at, you know, who's who in the zoo, if you would. And when it comes down to it, you know, people say, well, you know, women are going to vote for a Democrat before Republican because look what's going on. I go, what do you mean look what's going on? We have more young people working now than we've had in the last 10 years. So if you're a mom at home or dad, right, I mean, you're happy that your son or daughter can get a job.
Well, not only that, but women are doing well. In terms of their economic success, it's the best it's ever been.
Yeah, yep, you're right. All right, so let's talk about, I got a new chair and I almost went backwards. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Is he going to shut down the government? Who's going to hurt? Who's it not going to hurt? You think the Dems are going to back off of this or what?
It's hard to say whether or not it'll shut down for a few days or something. It may. But I'll tell you this. They're hoping the old playbook that they used for so many years against the Republicans will work. But what the Democrats, what's left of them, need to realize is their playbook doesn't work because it's a different electorate. And in the old days, you blame the Republicans for anything that went wrong. Any government shutdown is terrible. It's awful. It's terrible. They want kids to starve. They want, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? It's working just the opposite. The government shutdown is going to twist the House and the Senate into action. And these slow establishment Republicans like Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell are going to have to get sped up a little bit. And Trump's going to do it. And I'll tell you what, whether or not it closes down for 3 or 4 days, I'm not sure. But I will say this. He's going to pressure them, twist their arms, and say it could happen to you, and they're going to swing into action. They've already started accelerating and looking for money to give him his $25 billion. I predict they're going to have to pass something very close to what he's asking for. I think it's going to be another victory. In the meantime, it is firing up his base, firing up conservatives, because they're saying, hey, we got to go out and support the president. He's still dealing with this lackadaisical establishment Congress, and we need to put more conservatives in office.
Oh, I agree with you. I you know, I hope people see that it really is the support of the people around him that's slowing him down, the support of the people around him that are making it tough. Some people just don't pay attention. You know, they put him in there, and that's the end of it. They don't realize it doesn't end there. There's still luck.
Nope.
And, you know, you talked earlier. I want to go back to the parties, though. Talked earlier that the Democrats non-existent soon, but I asked you what's going to replace them. You know, that's a pretty good ideas.
Well, I believe that both parties, the traditional establishment version of both parties, Republican and Democrat, were basically being put out to pasture by the electorate. That's what, going back to 1789, a pattern that I see repeating over and over again every 24 to 36 years, when the electorate changes the nature of the parties. It's happened before. We could talk about any one of the major presidential elections. 2016 was another one. I think that what's going to happen is the Republican Party is going to split into two parties. It's going to be the Conservative Party, and the other one will be the Republican Progressives, or maybe just the Progressives.
I like
that. I think that the Conservatives will be the dominant party for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
Wow.
While Kavanaugh is making all of his conservative decisions. And Gorsuch and whoever else Trump appoints, because he's going to appoint probably another two in the next year or so.
Yeah, well, you know, Ruth is getting parts and pieces from all over the country. People are pledging to give their parts and body parts or pieces to her to keep her alive. Seriously.
Well, you know, I wish her the best of health. And, you know, if she thinks she's going to wait out Trump, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Everybody who tries to outdo Trump loses. And I think she will, too. If she waits 5 years, he'll appoint a conservative constitutional originalist at that time. If she leaves next year, he'll do it then. It's going to happen either way.
But I agree with you.
Sooner or later, she's going to be replaced.
Yeah, I've been talking about the progressive Republican Party for years on this show, and I felt like Paul Ryan was the first iteration of beta version or 1.0 version of that progressive Republican Party. What do you think?
I don't know if he's 1.0, but he's certainly one of them.
Yeah,
and I think that that the Republican Progressive Party is likely to be the minority party for the next two decades, the next two generations or so. And I think the Democratic Party will just close up shop just like the Whigs. It'll go out of existence. And then the radical leftovers, the Antifas, the other ones who can't stand free speech, can't stand guns, have to have abortions, you know, all their big issues, you know, they have to have higher taxes, and they're going to go nowhere.
Right.
As a political party, I think they will join their, you know, the Socialist USA Party may pick up 100,000 new members or something, but they're going to be so small in number, they can't affect many elections. I doubt if they could get a good dog catcher position in the United States.
You know, I'm loving these pundits that I'm hearing. Well, not pundits, but the show hosts across the aisle and CNN and the other places. And they're talking about, hey, you know, usually the party in power, they lose X amount of seats and this and that. And I'm thinking to myself as they're talking, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. I said, these guys are trying to apply the normal equations to a non-normal situation. You know,
they're trying to apply a stable electorate the way it was 20, 30, 40 years ago to the current time. And it is not a stable electorate that follows the pattern and the model of that time. It has changed. That's why all those polls were wrong in 2016. That's why the presidential approval polls, in my view, are wrong today. They're using outdated models that just don't cut it. And they've got to allow for the things that are happening. For example, we know in the last few months, Trump has doubled his support among blacks. You can't have a model that says 99.9% of black Americans are going to vote Democratic anymore. If you do, your numbers are wrong.
Well, you're being disingenuous. I think they tweak them on purpose, seriously. Look, you're not going to go to downtown Detroit. You're not going to go to downtown Baltimore and get the black community to say, oh, yeah, we're Trump people. It just doesn't work that way, especially when you put them on camera. I'm sorry, they're not being honest about it. That's
well, that's an issue of the honesty of the polls, but I'm saying that even the polls that are done very scientifically, if you're using the wrong model, it doesn't matter. Your results are going to be off.
Yeah, well, I agree. But I am surprised to hear you say the Democrats, for all intents and purposes, will be gone, totally gone. And but you had also talked about a radical party. You think that Antifa and the radicals on that side would also kind of grow, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, you think they're...
I think they may join other far-out parties that are out there, but they're just a minority. They're not going to be a major party or even the number two party.
Wow. All right, well, you hear that. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 of the shows you could watch and you're or listen to, and you're paying attention to this one, which I like to believe shows me how high your IQ is, but I don't know. You can decide that on your own. But I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to get right back to my guest because I normally don't get enough time with him. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, and he's written a book called, well, he's written several books, but his latest book is More Great News for America. He actually called the election of Donald Trump when everybody else was going, no way, no how, ain't going to happen kind of thing. So, Doctor, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Great to be with you. There are thousands of people around the country that love listening to you.
I appreciate that. But, you know, I got to tell you something. You've been coming on the show off and on for years, and I remember when you were calling Trump, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, you know what? He's got a chance. I believe that. I think people are tired of the politico stuff. But he look at his challengers. I mean, for people who haven't heard you in the past, just give us a quick once over. What made Trump win? How did Trump win in that vast sea of those people and Hillary Clinton?
He was aligned with the electorate. It's that simple. The electorate was increasingly upset since 2010. Back in March 2010, you'll remember the Obamacare was passed, the
right.
Unaffordable Care Act. and they remember what happened in November 2010. There was like 63 seats changed hands, went from Democrat to Republican in the House. And then 2014, there was another election. Well, there was increasing anger, upsetness, frustration among the people in the electorate, the voters, that they were electing people to the House, the Senate, and then eventually the White House that weren't doing the job they wanted. And it just reached ahead, a tipping point, in 2016. And I saw that coming. I could see the numbers that something different was going to happen. And I saw the trends. And the trends, as they say in statistics, the trends are your friends. I saw the trends. The trends were my friends. And I could see what was going to happen. It was going to be a Trump year. It was obvious. I remember on Election Day, I was on 28 shows Election Day week. Okay? And I was on a show the afternoon of Election Day, and they said to me, "We'll give you one more chance. The exit polls show Hillary has won this election. Are you willing to change your forecast?" And I said, "No way. Trump's going to be president tomorrow." And he was.
Yeah. Well, you've seen that clip. Well, maybe you haven't. I don't know. But I think you've seen that clip where they had the they have all the mainstream media people, and as the night was going on, you could see the jubilance that was in their faces in the beginning of the night. I can't wait till tomorrow we have President Hillary. I'm thinking, wow, you guys are full of yourselves. And as the night went on, it was like somebody called him and said, "Hey, your dog is in fifth stage cancer and is going to die in about an hour." You could just see them getting worse and worse as the night went on. And then one guy I listened to, I can't even play it, I can't beep out enough of it, he went on a tirade about Trump and how the American people were. And I was like, wow, dude, I wish people could actually hear you doing this. It was bad that night when it came to those guys, you know. But all right, so let's get to a couple of other things that we're led to believe this is a big deal. But you look at things like let's start off with North Korea, right? Now North Korea is starting to surface again, and we're finding out he might be cheating, which frankly for some of us is nothing new. We didn't expect him to be 100% on things, right? And so now North Korea is now an issue, but I don't really think it is. I think
be careful. Who wrote the article? I read the original article and also the other articles related to it. It was in the Washington Post.
That's right.
I read it yesterday. And it said unidentified sources. So are we to believe the unidentified sources, or is this a deep state who wants to make Trump have egg on his face?
No question.
I mean, where's the proof?
Yeah.
Somebody doing something North Korea, where's the proof?
Okay.
All I know is there's no missiles being shot at Seattle. There's no nuclear bombs going off near Japan. I mean, all we know is that as far as we can tell, things are fine. Trump has not come down hard on them. If Trump had evidence, he might have come down hard on Rocket Man.
Right.
So this is the Washington Post. Is this more fake news? I don't know. Yeah. But you know what? I always wait a minimum 24, 48 hours for any mainstream media news from unidentified sources.
But some of the articles I've been reading, but listen, I think these people are shooting themselves in the foot, because some of the articles I've been reading say the American populace are now really it's kicking into high gear, where when they hear these things about North Korea, Iran, or what have you, and Trump being part of it, they kind of blow it off and go, yeah, okay, whatever, we're tired of hearing this and it doesn't mean anything to us anymore. I think it's like the little boy who cried wolf. It's really starting to dumb some of the Mueller investigation. Where is that going? What kind of effect is that having on November's election, do you think?
Every time there's a major announcement, 100,000 votes go to Trump-supporting candidates. Serious. So, I mean, every time he sticks his head out, or Rosenstein sticks his head out, Peter Strzok sticks his head out in front of Congress, you're talking about 100,000 votes that just went from the Democratic candidate to the conservative candidates on the Republican side. That's the effect, and that's why I think Mueller's going to have to close up soon. He's doing too much damage to the Democratic Party. He's helping to close it down, too.
Well, you think that, I actually was with a longtime FBI agent today who told me about how bad the morale is there, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump and everything to do with, you know, Mueller, Comey, and Strzok and a few others. He said, you know, it just at one point in time, you would have never seen that happen. He said to me, he's a 30-year FBI agent, and he said, if I had done 1/800th of what Strzok did, either I would have been fired and in some cases handcuffed if they could have approved some of those things. And yet he's still hired. He's still working for the FBI. So
okay, the good news is that over time, it's going to still take a little more time. Those things that were done that are potentially indictable and certainly questionable are going to come out. They are coming out drip by drip, and I think it's even possible that after Trump maximizes the November elections, he's going to go ahead and force declassification. I think the only reason he hasn't declassified some of this is he's doing so well in the real underlying movement of voters that I'm forecasting. And I really, and he's not doing it because he's paying me, because I don't work for him. I wish I had his business, but. You know, in other words, what I'm saying is he's getting the same kind of numbers.
Okay.
He's not stupid. But I'm sure he's getting good.
But let's talk about the now you got the saber rattling from Iran now. You know, they're kind of like, bring it on. We will, and we know we've heard their lies before, but, you know, bring it on. We'll annihilate you and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, they've been saying that for a decade, but look what they said in the last 24 hours. One of their top Iranian people said, hey, we'd be foolish not to talk to Trump.
Yeah.
You know, so they're ready to talk too.
Oh yeah.
So they're probably going to meet at the Mecca Marriott or something.
Yeah. No, I mean seriously, I was thinking about this the other day and how when the left talks about Donald Trump meeting with these dictators, with these animals, with these killers, I was thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Didn't Obama meet with the Rafael brothers there? Would have been the Cuban brothers, Castro.
Sure he did.
Right?
Sure he did.
And the imams and other leaders across the world that are killers, that are just out and out murderers, and not a word. What a forward thinking thing it is for him to go to Cuba. I'm thinking, wow, you guys really are sick. There's really a problem here, right?
But he didn't get anything out of his trip.
No.
Trump gets stuff out. Trump gets concessions. And you know what else is different? When Trump goes and visits some of these people, he's not going to bow before them like Obama did.
Right.
No American president should bow to anybody.
No. And I think that's really funny when they talked about how Trump handled himself in front of Putin. I'm going, my God, did you see the last guy and what he did and what he was doing? It's just amazing to me. So, hey, you know what I'm going to do, because we're running out of time here. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, and I didn't ask you this before, so this is new. The person who sends me the 35th email, all right, but I got to be able to use your email. The person who sends the 35th email, I will get you an autographed copy of More Great News for America. If I have to get the book, send it to him, have him autograph it, and send it back, that's what you get. So you got another hour, 35th email I get to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You get a free copy of More Great News for America. And then what that'll make you do, I know it, it'll make you go buy his other books, because the man is on. Hey, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I said you have thousands of people that love your show, and I mean it.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and you keep up the good work. I really do. I love your pieces. People need to sign up on your list. They need to head over to your website. We're gonna put all that up on our website later on today. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, look, when I bring these people on, I don't bring them on because I ain't got nothing to do. These guys, they're smart people. They know what's going on. They, you know, the elections, man, check him out on his election predictions, if that's the way you want to put it. He's been right on pretty much, and I mean, I shouldn't say pretty much. He has been right on every time. And it's because he does the forecasting and not the polling. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side next hour. Smorgasbord of today's issues and what's going on out there that you may or may not know about. We'll be right back.